All right, everyone. Back speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Again, I'm speaking with State Representative Brian Prince. And there's a lot going on, we know, but you know so much better than we know. There's so much going on. And one of the things that a lot of people are looking at, and I know we all really need to be aware of, and that has to do with our upcoming state elections.
Yeah, well, I tell you, Carl, there's a lot going on, and the commercials are starting to pound up, if you if you know what I mean.
Yes.
Talking about from the governor's race. Of course, Governor Deal is basically termed out, so yeah. There are a couple of, on the Democratic side, there's, of course, two opponents there, or two candidates, excuse me, Stacey Abrams, who used to be the minority leader in the House, so I work with her well, and then also Stacey Evans, who was the chair of the House Democratic Party when she was there. So, as a matter of fact, Stacey Evans and I actually shared a suite together. So,
okay.
I know them both well. Both are well qualified, and it's going to be a great race. And I'm just talking the primaries. We're not even talking the general election. On the other, on the Republican side, I think they have close to, I know at least five names, with the lieutenant governor, the secretary of state, and a couple of ex senators that are actually running for that seat. So this May is just really important that that people start reading the literature and not just read the, don't just read the hype. But, you know, look at the issues that they're talking about and see where they stand. And if you have time, investigate how they voted on those issues in the past or the issues that you're concerned about. Because a lot of them are there, I think, maybe one or two that have never been in politics before. And that's more on the Republican side. But on the Democratic side, both of the Stacey's have been in politics for a while. You can follow their record. You can pull up what they voted on and the issues that you're concerned with and just sort of see, you know, how they voted and what they're saying now about those same issues if they concern you.
That said, Representative Prince, could you share with us some of the ways that we can do some comprehensive searches when we're trying to gather this information?
Well, I tell you, the best place to go is LEGIS. It's a website. It's called LEGIS, legis.ga.gov, excuse me. If you go there, you can actually pull up, they have a search engine where you can pull up House bills, Senate bills, House resolutions, Senate resolutions, and just put a number in. Whatever, if you know the number, and if you don't, you can do an advanced search and just put up a, put a topic in there. And then it'll pull up whatever bills that, you know, related to that that issue that you're talking about. They can tell you who sponsored the bill, how it was voted on, if it was passed or if it didn't. So that is the best way that that's one of the search engines that I use all the time.
And that's Legis, LEGISGA.gov.
Exactly.
And you say if we don't know what the bill number may have been, we can just do an advanced search and just type in some keywords that will cover whatever topic we're interested in?
Exactly. That'll definitely bring it up.
Yeah. Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, please remember that LEGIS, short for legislature or legislative. GA is the state. So, legisga.gov.
.ga.gov. Got it.
.ga.gov.
.ga.gov.
Okay. And that will help us with our search. And please remember, and I agree with Representative Prince so much, don't wait and cram the night before it's time to vote.
And I tell you, what's a good thing is also you can Google your local Board of Elections, and they'll have sample ballots out there. So, I mean, you're going to go in there and vote for individuals for different offices, but there are also some things you're also going to be voted on just to get some feedback on where you are. I mean, a couple of years ago, we had the Opportunity School District piece out there that the governor put out, and we saw that failed. But those are the things that you have to look. I think in local election, I think they're asking for where should we put the new Jane or the James Brown Arena. So those are the types of things that you can go to your local board of elections, go to their website, and pull out what they call sample ballots and sort of see what's on there before you go in. And then you can know, sort of help make your mind up, or at least you have some knowledge on what you're voting on.
Yeah, and that's so much better than just kind of shooting from the hip.
Or having somebody else tell you.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
all right, good. So we have that going for us. we have about 2 minutes left. Do we take a look at what's happening with some of the studies that you may have been involved in? Do we take a look at what's happening with regards to seniors?
Well, I tell you what, I've been involved with, I've been blessed to be appointed to a couple of study committees. Last year, I was appointed to what's called a Hands Free, was now it's going to be, and the governor just signed this bill yesterday. That's why I was invited to Statesboro. I was on the study committee, basically dealing with hands free while driving, and that's basically going to require that that you get some type of Bluetooth activation. And this year, I've also been assigned to a study on school security. So I'll be working with our local school boards to see what type of security. And this is all stemming from the Lakeland, Florida incident that happened earlier this year.
Representative Prince, I definitely want us to find out more about what is taking place as a result of those studies. Can you join me again in the future?
Of course, Carlton. Let me know.
All right. Y'all be looking out for it. I will let you know when Representative Brian Prince will be joining us again. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me, and God bless.
All right, everybody. Stay tuned. In the meantime, remember to do what you can to let some of life's best moments come through you.